This storage tunnel in Indianapolis is one of hundreds of sewage overflow prevention projects in construction or planning across the state right now. To understand why there are so many, we have to go back to 1972, when Congress passed the Clean Water Act and started pushing thousands of cities across the country to comply with federal pollution standards. But it took about a decade for the Environmental Protection Agency to write those rules. And then there was another problem.
And to be honest, cities have battled.
Evansville Water and Sewer Utility Director Alan Mount says many cities weren't happy with the EPA.
They don't care. They don't provide any money and they don't care because they see their role as there's a set of regulations and we're going to enforce them.
Hundreds of separate legal battles varying in degrees of intensity ensued across the state. Those took a long time too. Indianapolis only finalized a consent decree in 2006. Fort Wayne signed theirs in 2007. And Evansville?
I would say Evansville is probably on the tail end of their enforcement process.
They didn't finish until February of this year. Evansville's plan to reduce sewage overflows is called Renew Evansville. It cost over $700 million and is the largest public works project the city's ever had. That actually seems pretty common. Fort Wayne says the same about their plan. The Fort Wayne plan costs $250 million. They're building a sewage overflow tunnel, separating some sewer lines, expanding their wastewater treatment plant, and they have a rain garden program.
We got some rose turtle heads. We have some red hot pokers, which look like red hot pokers when they bloom. They're beautiful.
Nathan Kenseth lives just a little outside Fort Wayne. It's an area with small farms, new subdivisions. Before he installed a rain garden, water just sat in his backyard. Now, he says, the rain garden works really well, and he has all these beautiful plants.
Even after real heavy rain, you might see some puddles here, but before long, it soaks down into the ground, so I know it is doing what it's supposed to be.
Fort Wayne teaches a rain garden workshop for residents. It's really popular. The city caps the workshops at 25 and often has to turn people away. There's even a waiting list. It's difficult to measure exactly how much rain gardens contribute to Fort Wayne's overflow reduction efforts. City officials estimate the contribution is small, but stress that every little bit helps. When completed in 2025, Fort Wayne's plan will reduce sewage overflows from 71 times a year to no more than 4. Evansville's plan is similar to Fort Wayne's, but Evansville has a much larger green infrastructure component.
Wetland technology.
That's Alan Mounts again. And no, this isn't some sort of wetland robot. It's really just a wetland.
It would be primarily a large grassy area. It could also be an area for wildlife, birds, etc.
Wetland plants and soils like lots of water and lots of nutrients. So the idea is to screen the solids out of the sewage overflow and let the wetlands eat up what's left over.
We could also build it where it almost feels like a park-like setting where you could have boardwalks if somebody wanted to go out and look at wildlife, or a great place for school kids to go to look at different things.
Evansville's plan will reduce combined sewer overflows from 50 annually to 4. Construction on the wetland project is scheduled to begin in 2023, and the entire plan must be completed by 2040. Statewide, communities typically must complete their projects 15 to 25 years after signing their legal agreement with the EPA. Most communities in Indiana will be in compliance with federal standards by the year 2030. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Jansen in Fort Wayne.